أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.
He who was dead and whom we raised to life and we set a light for him to walk among people, is he like the one steeped in darkness out of which he does not come out? Thus have their own doings been made to seem fair to the unbelievers. Is he like the one steeped in darkness out of which he does not come out? The question is, there are some who have been able to attain genuine consciousness of their true human nature, and who, by dint of their knowledge of the truth, can clearly distinguish the straight way from the numerous crooked ways of life. How can we expect such people to live like those who lack true consciousness and who keep on stumbling in the darkness of ignorance and folly?
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
We have appointed the leaders of the wicked ones in every land to weave their plots, but in truth, they plot only to their own harm without even realizing it.
وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَارٌ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ.
Whenever there comes to them a sign from Allah, they say, "We will not believe until we are given what was given to the messengers of Allah." Allah knows best where to place His message. Soon shall these wicked ones meet with humiliation and severe chastisement from Allah for all their evil plotting.
فَمَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَن يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
So whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast for Islam. And whomsoever he wills to let go astray, he causes his breast to become straight and constricted, as if he were climbing towards the sky. Thus, Allah lays the abomination of aversion from Islam on those who do not believe. Thus, Allah lays the abomination of aversion from Islam on those who do not believe.
It is clear from this verse that God constricts the breast with regard to Islam of those who disbelieve and are disinclined to accept the true faith. God does not desire to direct such people to the right way.
وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
Even though this way is the straight way of your Lord, and we have distinguished its signs to those who heed to the admonition.
لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Theirs shall be an abode of peace with their Lord, their protector, in recompense for all they have done.
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قد استكثرتم من الإنس وقال أولياؤهم من الإنس ربنا استمتع بعضنا ببعض وبلغنا أجلنا الذي أجلت لنا قال النار مثواكم خالدين فيها إلا ما شاء الله إن ربك حكيم عليم.
And on the day when he shall muster them all together, he will say to the jinn, O assembly of jinn, you have seduced a good many of mankind. And their companions from among the humans will say, Our Lord, we did indeed benefit from one another, and now have reached the term for which you had set for us. Thereupon, Allah will say, The fire is now your abode, and therein you shall abide. Only those whom Allah wills shall escape the fire. Surely, your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
In this manner, we shall make the wrongdoers the friends of one another in the hereafter, because they earned evil in the world together.